right, let's talk about something way more fun.
Yeah.
The Ford family.
Yeah. Oh. Did you guys watch the documentary that's out on Netflix, The Mayor of Mayhem?
It's kind of I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't watched it?
All I know
yet.
Is that Doug Ford is furious
He's
about
so
it.
He's so mad. He's so mad.
Did you watch it?
No, I'm going to this weekend.
Okay. So let me just tell you guys. I'll give you a little bit of a okay.
Spoil ahoy.
I don't think it's a spoiler alert. I think we all kind of know. Yeah, but like,
yeah,
go ahead.
You know what? So what's interesting, I make a little tiny baby cameo. So pause. It's literally 1 second. So you'll miss it if you blink. Don't blink through the whole thing. But I covered him during that time. So I can give you a little bit of interesting insight. What it did for me was, I honestly was a little mad at myself for how I covered this however many years ago. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because back then, I was so irritated at him as being somebody who was just a drunk and a drug user. And I was just so disgusted at him. But now that we know more about addiction and how it's an illness, I kind of, through this documentary, felt more compassion towards him. And I know Doug Ford's really upset about it, but it shows you how ill this man was and how he had all these enablers around him and never really stood a chance, to be honest.
So why, like, my main takeaway from the Rob Ford era was that nothing stuck to the guy.
Yeah.
Why was that? Like, is it just pure charisma or is there something more to it?
I think it was the beta test for populism, right? Like he was the Trump before Trump. Like he was this folksy guy. Here's my phone number. Like just a really like, and I think that's what Toronto was craving. We'd had a lot of mayors before that were more left-leaning, more intellectuals. And I think people just wanted this. And he just, it just worked at that time. You know?
Yeah.
And you talk about authenticity. Like you saw like no filter, no nothing.
Yeah. It's like truly historic levels of no filter. Like dude, just, it was all out in the open. Like it was, that's what fascinates me. Like as somebody who never lived in Toronto and like, I was pretty, like, I don't remember the time frame, but I was fairly young at the time. And just, I remember thinking like, how is everyone okay with this?
That's just Rob.
You know Rob.
I think it was like people who, again, it was like the people in Alberta who feel like they're not being represented. Their voice isn't being heard. It's like the people in the U.S. who feel like all these elites don't understand them. It was that feeling in Toronto, right? It had gone really left. And it was all these people who were like, I'm working hard. How come I'm paying these taxes? How come I'm doing this? You know, and he would have these giant free barbecues with booze and food and he'd invite anybody. And everyone just felt a belonging and community with him. And I think that's what they were craving. It was just the timing. When you think about it, it's kind of wild, right? Like,
yeah. And even when the grainy videos would come out, right, about like his extracurricular activities, it was like, that's just Rob, right? Like, I don't know. I mean, I can see why Ford is upset that it's come out. I don't know why he would be, because it wasn't that long ago, right? Like that things were happening. And to be frank, like, I think Rob's legacy is getting Duggo in, right? Like he brought Duggo up, right? I call him Duggo.
I think it's actually Doug. So I was, they wanted to hire me for a position once. I wasn't going to take it, but they're, you know, I was like, let me just go in and see what this is about. It was there. They wanted me to be the communications director and, Rob for you. Anyway, but it's fine.
That would have won. That would have been fun to watch.
So I remember going into the interview and Rob was there for like a second and then he left and Doug was like, okay, what are we going to do? This is what I need. This is what I need. Would you do this? It was like, he was calling the shots, you know? So I don't know if if Rob brought Doug up. I think Doug was the puppet master of Rob.
Oh.
That's more how I see
Well, that
it.
Would, that sounds about right.
Like you say puppet master, to me it sounds like handler. It just sounds like he is a man of chaos and Doug is like trying to like sort of direct the tornado.
Yeah. And it's his older brother too, right? There's a lot of love there. They're so close. Like I think there was...
Yeah.
There was also a lot of feeling. And, you know, just thinking as you were talking, like, I also wonder if he's mad about it because maybe he feels guilt and he doesn't want to revisit that time. Maybe he felt like he could have done something different.
Maybe. So, I mean, hindsight 2020, right? For people who have addicts in their family. the coulda, shoulda, woulda of what you would have done. I don't want to say that, you know.
Sorry,
what we're seeing Doug right now is supposed to be happy. This is supposed to be funny.
I know, sorry guys.
I'm really wondering though, where do you stand on like the making of this sort of a documentary? Like, how do we feel about, you know, digging this stuff up 10 years after the fact, laying it all out in the public? And honestly, like, I think part of why Doug's mad is because it's re-traumatizing, right? 100%.
Like, sure.
I don't know. I always struggle with this stuff because there's some degree of it being in the public interest, sure, but there's also some degree of just looky-loos, right? I don't know. How do we feel about it?
I mean, I think people are going to watch it. I think people have an interest. I mean, the fact that, you know, Doug is now Premier of Ontario, I'm going to say is relevant, but not because he's part of Rob's story, right? Mm-hmm. But the story really is about Rob, and people do have a morbid curiosity and want to know all the details and all the salacious facts and everything like that. It just happens to be that they're related and now he's in a position of power. But I think when we talk about, you know, Canadian politicians or Canadian personalities of interest, I think most people know Rob Ford. Most people saw the grainy video, right? They're going to want to, it's that curiosity thing. They're going to want to know about it.
I think when you're in the public eye and something like that happens, it's like, I don't think it's out of the ordinary to have a documentary. I think there is,
yeah.
I find it weird that it was done by a British crew. Like, I think that it was a British crew that was, that did the documentary. So I don't, you know, I think they're definitely capitalizing on it and making money. And so is Netflix. But yeah, look, it's public stuff. I think he was true. I think I feel really bad for his kids because they were really little at that time. And now when I look back and now I have kids, I think I was pregnant with my first around that time. And so now as a mom, I see it a little bit differently. Like, I really feel bad for how those kids were treated. Like, there were reporters camped out around his house. Like, that wasn't a Canadian thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I think that's what I struggle with is like, I get that he's a public figure. I get that there's some measure of public interest here. I immediately think of like the people who are just off camera, who were affected by all this stuff. And it just like, it's hard not for it to feel a little icky. Like, I get why it's happened. I get why it's made. I'm not going to say don't do it, but it's just like, I think maybe that's why I haven't watched it yet is because like,
you feel bad?
A little, I feel a little guilty watching that sort of stuff, which is why I just watch Love Island instead.
Okay. Well, I think you should feel more guilty about that, but like, it's going to happen. Like, you know, damn well, there's going to be a Trudeau one coming out at some point. Totally. Right.
Like,
and it's going to be these behind the scenes videos and all that kind of stuff. It's just, it is what it is.
You can't take wait. Part in history. God. You're one of these people who change history. Yeah. There's going to be things made about you. Like,
maybe there'll be one about you, Steve, at some point.
Yeah, maybe.
I just think of the grainy footage of Trudeau that's going to be that one shot. Have you seen the video of him arguing about Paw Patrol at a Toys R Us?
Yes, I love it. That's him being a dad. Like, he's a dad now, right? Bless his
Like, heart. Very harmlessly arguing. Like, nobody was angry. It was just like, I think he was talking about who his favorite Paw Patrol dog was or something. Anyway. I don't know. If one day when the grainy documentary is made about us, we'll have different opinions, maybe. I don't know.
We can get a little cut of that. That would be good too. Anyway.
Get us a little bit of that sweet Netflix cheddar.
Well, we've been rambling on for a long time. This was fun. It was good to talk about all this kind of stuff. I really appreciate you coming on.
Because,
like,
on,
you know, we don't get real personalities on here a lot. People who have actually looked into the news and done the work. So we like to
real person.
Well, like, you know, this is just three people chit-chatting, but like she's interviewed Trump.
We normally just have
she's
Stewart.
With Rob. Yeah, I know.
When dad's away, we have lots of fun. You know the rules.
Yeah, we don't mind when dad's away.
Later on, we're having pizza and pop. It's going to be great.
Yay.
Microwave popcorn because that's cool.
Yeah, no, man. Everybody loves a good Coke and chips party.
I can't for the life of me figure out how we get out of this.
What do you mean?
How does Stewart do it?
So on that bizarre note, thank you all for watching and or listening. And We did not discuss in advance whether or not Farah is going to be joining us for our theme song. So we will find out after the non-subscribers are sent off on their way. So
you'll never find out, non-subscribers. You'll never know.
Theme song? What theme song?
Exactly.
We'll get there. Don't worry about it.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
You can find past episodes and more at podcastisbroken.ca or your favorite podcast platform.